This is an old news from April 2019. Google prevents embedded browsers from signing in to Google or any other services. Let's discuss. So around the time of April 2019, Google have blocked signing from embedded browsers, like Chromium-based browsers that you put on your application and you force users to sign them. They blocked that. And I want to discuss why, and I'm going to discuss this special attack, which is called man-in-the-middle sign-ins or man-in-the-middle phishing attacks. I want to discuss that. Okay. So you can build a C# application, and you can embed a Chromium browser in that C# application, and you can ask a user to sign into Google, or you can ask a user to sign into any other service, like a Twitter, right? And that's absolutely doable before that day. And you might say, Hussein, what's wrong with that? If you have noticed in browsers, right, you have access to this thing, right? To security certificate. You have access to the URL. You see all this domain, the top level domain. And those guys are doing this for a reason, to protect you essentially. They want you to see that the website that you're visiting is actually google.com, or is actually twitter.com, or is actually facebook.com. If I built a C# application and I embedded a Chromium browser or Edge, or because it comes back, it comes with that component, right? As a web browser, and you put it there and you put it in a form, and that form just has nothing but the browser literally, okay? And you say, okay, guys, sign into google.com. How can we believe you that this is actually google.com? I don't see the URL. I don't see it, whether this is secure or not. I don't see the certificate. So technically, and we're not calling developers shadies, but a bad developer can build a C# application that uses a Chromium browser that goes to their shady website by default, and that is exact copy of Google sign-in page, and then ask the users to put that stuff, right? They can put their Google credential in their phishing website, right? Their phishing website, right? The fake website. And their website, right? The attacker's website in this case, will make a request on behalf of the client to the actual Google sign-in and sign into Google with that credential and get back a result, and then essentially act like a man in the middle, right? So it will attack, it will essentially, any request that you make it, it will forward to Google. So you will absolutely have no clue that this is happening, right? And Google themselves have no idea. They cannot block this. Google, on the back end, they do not know that you have been man in the middle rear hard, man. They do not know that. Okay, because to them, it's just another request that, hell, this guy wants to sign into me, and they apparently have the username and password. I mean, they can do some check on the IP address and say, okay, have you signed in from this location? But it's the same location. You already have signed in, so they trust you. So it's a big problem. So what Google did, and this is the blog, and I know it's an old news, but I noticed, I started coming in this through other channels, and I came into this news, and I don't want to talk about it. But Google decided, you know what, I'm sorry, you cannot put a sign-in page on your browsers. You cannot embed us at all. So Google said, we will be blocking sign-ins from embedded browsers, essentially. Just like stop the whole thing. Anything that's coming from embedded browsers, sorry. What do we do? And so if you really want to, and if you saw someone asking you in an embedded browser to sign in, do not believe them, guys. Never do. And never put that in. So because the actual correct way is to open a whole browser, which is a terrible, atrocious user experience, but that's the most secure one, right? Like Slack does this, right? If you want to sign in, it open actual browser, or whatever your default browser, Firefox or Chrome or Opera, okay? And then it will ask you to sign in, and then it will direct you with the token back to your application, and you can do stuff with that, right? So they will do that. And that's for security. So this way, you can see the browser, you can see the URL, you can see that's actually, it is secure, it will trust you, right? So guys, never sign in, put your credentials in a Electron application or in a C# application, never. Google credentials, that is, right? I'm not sure how this applies to other things, right? But to other sign-in services, right? But it applies, guys. That's a general advice. If you do not see this or this, you have your own access to this, never trust this, okay? If you're paranoid, if you don't care, then yeah, sure. Okay, so always make sure that the certificate is first secure, but that's not enough. You have to see is like who is actually doing that thing. Who is this certificate issued to? And this, because people cannot fake that level of things, right? Very rare people can do that, right? One person did that, and it didn't go well for them. Okay. And yeah, essentially, that's what I want to talk about. So man in the middle attacks, guys. Prevent it. Try to just look at your security all the time, right? I actually prefer Chrome's security certificate because it's more clear, because I can click on the certificate and you can see everything. It's for Firefox, you have to click so many things, right? But this is, it tells you like, hey, it's using this encryption, it's using TLS 1.3, this is the organization that's issued to, it does all of that stuff for you, right? But Firefox, what I like about Firefox, actually, if you click here, it tells you technical details. That thing I like that it actually tells you TLS 1.3 like that. Chrome doesn't tell you that very clearly. You have to jump through hoops to actually know that stuff, right? I forgot how to do it, but you can actually know what TLS version a browser or using. Okay, all right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.